You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Okay, friends, back on October 30th, we suspended the recording of the series on biblical law because of what happened with Hamas attacking Israel. And so we did the series on the five lies of Islam. So I'm going to pick it back up today where we left off and continue on with biblical law. You know, there is so much misinformation out there and so many lies. And to be honest, the biggest reason for the deception on God's laws that the preachers out there preach is just ignorance. They repeat what they have been taught. But not everybody is ignorant on the subject of God's laws. And some of them know better than what's being said. And they know that they are teaching lies. And that's plain wrong. And you see, why would they teach lies? Well, the biggest motivation is money. If they would tell you the truth about God's laws, all of them, selectively, they talk about some of God's laws. Probably the most popular in the churches is tithing. They want to tell you, oh, you gotta tithe, you can't steal from God, and, you know, because that's directly tied to their paychecks, so they're gonna preach, they rescue that one out of the Old Testament and bring it to light in the New Testament. But the other laws, important laws, like the fourth commandment, for example, violate any of the Ten Commandments and it's a death penalty. But, you know, they lie to you about the fourth commandment and many other laws of God, because number one, people don't want to hear it. And number two, if they tell you the truth about those laws, people would say, I wonder what else that they have been hiding from me. In other words, it would open up a whole can of worms and a whole set of problems. And you'd quit going to their church and they'd lose your money. Because they ain't going to change. They're not going to give it up. They like it the way it is because it's very profitable. That's why I kiddingly refer to the churches out there as non-profit organizations. Well, they say profit is P-R-O-F-I-T, like as in making a profit and money. But I refer to them as in non-profit organizations because there's not a profit that teaches biblical truths from God among them. That's a pretty bold claim, you might think. Well, that is the truth. And I'm going to quote one verse, James 2:10. For whoever shall keep the whole law and yet stumble in one point, he is guilty of all. That's right. That's right. Keep tithing and stumble on the Sabbath or something else, you're guilty of all. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.